Good morning.
大家早。
It's great to be here with you this morning.
今天早晨很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
See your smiling faces.
尤其看到大家脸上的微笑。
Let's pray and ask God just to bless the study of His scriptures this morning.
开始之前，我们求神一起祷告，求神祝福早晨的话语。
Lord, we just humble ourselves before you this morning.
主，我们谦卑来到你的面前。
We come needy of your grace, God.
我们需要你的恩典。
And God, we ask you just to speak to us through your word.
Lord, 主啊，借着你的话向我们说话。
God, help me do a good job in delivering this message.
帮助我释放信息的事上能够做得好。
And God, help each heart to receive and know how to apply this message.
愿每一个心在这里领受，并知道如何实行在生活里。
God, we ask you that you would send your Holy Spirit just to stir us this morning.
我们求你差遣你的圣灵在我们里面搅动。
Your Spirit would rest on us, Lord.
也愿你的圣灵停留在我们的身上。
And stir faith in our heart to believe you for great things.
在我们里面激动起信心，叫我们知道你能做更大的事。
To stir our heart to hunger after you, God.
激动我们的心，叫我们里面渴慕你。
And to expect great things from you, Lord.
并且期望从你能够有奇妙的事。
Thank you, Jesus. Just let you receive all the glory this morning.
早晨我们把所有的荣耀归给你，主。
Amen.
Amen.
My topic this morning is seeking God.
早晨我的主题是寻找神。
Now, an old word that in English,
呢有一个字也表示寻找，就是 quest.
We don't use it as often as we used to many years ago, but the idea of quest is to communicate seeking.
那 quest 这个字呢是比较古的英文呢，现在比较少用，但是意思就是寻求。
I drive a Nissan Quest.
我开的车是 Nissan Quest， 这个 model 叫做 Quest。
I guess they think it's a good vehicle to go on a search for something.
好像代表这个车可以开到很遥远的路上去寻找什么。
When I was a child, I used to watch a show called Johnny Quest. Does anybody remember that? Johnny Quest and Raji, the Indian boy with a small dog, would search for things.
我小时候电视上有一个很流行的电视剧，就是讲到一个小男孩叫 Johnny， 他讲描述他带他的小狗去搜寻的旅程的故事。
I got my facts right then. Haji, okay, thank you.
That's the dog's name?
No, the Indian boy.
Oh, Indian guy.
But this word quest is in an.Several other words that we often use in our everyday language.
寻找这个字我们常常在我们日常生活里用到。
The word question.
还有一个字就是疑问问题 question.
Starts with this term quest.
Question 它的字根就是 quest.
The word request.
还有一个字就是 request, 就是要求。
Is a word to communicate making an inquiry to search a matter out.
Request 意思就是我们发出一个问题来寻找一个答案。
Even in our legal system, we have inquests.
在法律的用语上有一个字叫 inquest.
Where groups of people come together to search out a matter to examine the facts.
就是一组人来在一起来检验事实、证据。
So all of us are still on a quest.In pursuing God, aren't we?
所以在我们日常生活中，我们都不，所以我们都是一群人在寻找神，不是吗？
Sometimes, though, we might assume that after by faith we put our trust in Jesus, that our quest is finished.
有时候我们以为哦，我们来得着神了，然后我们把我们的信心投在神身上，我们就不用再寻找。
But this is not the this is not what the Apostle Paul communicated.
但是呢，在圣经里的使徒不是这样说的。
Let me read for you Philippians 3:7 through 15.
我想读一段圣经，就是腓立比书第三章七到十五节。
Some verses I didn't give to Michelle. verses Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 15. Paul.Talks about this lifelong quest that he is on.
在这里，保罗描述他一生的那个寻找的过程经历。
But what things were gained for me, these I have counted lost for Christ.
他讲到只是我先前以为与我有益的。
Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the exchange, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes is from God by faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义。 乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。第十三节。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting these things which are behind, and reaching forward for those things which are ahead.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。I
press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神。 在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。So
Paul is not satisfied with the work of Christ in his life. He hungers for something more, something deeper.
所以很明显，保罗并不以他所得着的为满足，他还饥渴慕义要神，不断的追求。Though
he is a man that has had a powerful experience with the Lord's Spirit.
事实上呢，这神的灵在他身上让他有很奇妙、很强烈的经历了。
Though he knows many secrets and the wisdom of God's word that he teaches to the early church.
他知道许多关于神的奥秘，他也在早期的教会里教导神的百姓关于神的事。
He still has a hunger for God. He still is seeking the Lord. He is still pressing in on the Lord.
即使是这样，他不能以为不以为满足，他还要追求，还要得着神。
Verse 15. Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
So us, who are seeking to be mature, we need to have this same attitude that Paul had about pressing in on the presence of God.
所以在座的各位，若是我们的心想要追求，想要在神的里面做一个成熟人，我们就还要不断的追求。
So I think if Paul was still on a quest to discover more of God's grace,
像使徒保罗仍然在那个寻求的路上，要得着更多神的恩典。
We too must, we should follow his example and be on a quest to discover more of God. Amen?
我们岂不以他，应该以他为榜样，仍然追求神。
So I pose the question to you this morning, do you have a seeking heart?
今天早晨，我有一个问题为在座的各位，就是你有没有一个寻求神的心？
Are you seeking the Lord?
你在寻求主吗？
Or do you just attend the services of the church?
还是你只是来教会聚会而已？
There's a difference sometimes, isn't there?
这两者态度有许多的不同。
Now those who seek fervently after the Lord, they will attend the services of the church, won't they?
那些饥渴要主的人是会来聚会的，对不对？
But I'm afraid that even we who sometimes attend the regular services, the gatherings of the church of God, don't necessarily have a hunger and a seeking in our heart.
但我心里的忧虑就是，这些我们许多照常规律来聚会的圣徒，里面并没有向着神有一个饥渴慕义的心。
So let's define a little bit more what a seeker of God looks like.
所以早晨我们再来看一看这个寻求神的人到底是一个怎样的情形。
Let's through the scriptures try to describe what this quest for God is.
让我们借着神的话来看什么叫做寻求神。
A quest for God always starts with a question.
寻求神呢总是从一个问题开始。
It always starts with a recognized need in our life.
或者是我们认识到在我的生活里有一个需要开始。
Amen. Isn't that the way it started for most of us with the question, with the need?
很多时候我们之所以来到神面前岂不都是因为我们有一个疑问或者我们有一个需要吗
Perhaps we were curious about the things of God. We were attracted by the Spirit of God.
也许这个疑问是我们对神有一个问题或我们很好奇想要认识他。
And so the movement of the Spirit produced within us certain questions that we felt we need to have answers for.
那圣灵在我们里面运行到个地步，我们觉得说我们有一个疑问，我们要得到解答。
Sometimes people have questions about the things of God, the Church of God.
很多时候人会对神的教会或是神发生疑问。
Unanswered questions.
没有办法回答的问题。
Especially when we're young, we might feel we have some unanswered things about the things of God.
特别在我们还年轻的时候，我们常觉得有许多我们对神有关神的问题，我们没有答案。
And if we're not careful, we will use those unanswered questions to excuse us from seeking further the things of the Lord.
但我们若不当心呢，我们会常常让这个无法得到答案的问题成为我们不能来认识神的一个借口。
Have you ever felt yourself having questions that could not be answered quickly?
你有没有在这种情况里，就是你有一个问题，但是你没有答案。
And because you have that question, you hesitate, you stop in your pursuit of the Lord.
因为这个没有办法解答的问题，就是叫你犹豫，裹足不前，不能够来追求神。
I understand this condition. We've all done this at one time or another.
我完全了解这种情况，因为我想在座每一位或多或少都曾有这样的经历。
Amen.
阿门吗？
But this is not the attitude and the action of a seeker after God.
但是一个真正寻求神的人呢，是不应该有这样的态度的，或者这样的一个反应的。
A seeker after God takes his questions.
一个真正寻求的人，他会有问题的。
He takes these questions to God and turns them into a request.
他会把这个问题呢带到神的面前，然后在神面前当作一个要求、一个疑问、一个 request.
Into an inquiry, a prayer, a petition to the Lord.
这让它变成一个寻求神、要得着神解答的情形。一个祷告。
So it's not good enough just to be hungry or have a question.
所以仅仅是饥渴要神，然后有一个问题是不够的。
We must do something with that question.
我们对于这个疑问一定要有一点处理。
How many young people in here sometimes have felt hungry, wanted to be fed, filled with something that was in the kitchen?
有没有在座年轻人，有肚子饿的时候，你想到厨房去找一些可吃的，不是吗
？You were attracted by something that was in the kitchen.
厨房里有吸引你的东西。
You're curious about that.
你很好奇说不晓得什么可吃的。
But you wanted to sit on the couch.
但是呢，你却坐在沙发上，闻风不动。
So you're hungry, but
所以你很饿了。
You're hungry, but you're curious and want to go in the kitchen and get something, but you continue to sit there.
你也想着不晓得厨房有什么好吃的，但是你闻风不动，仍然坐在那里。
Anybody ever done that?
有没有人是这样子的
？Maybe once.
也许有过。Not me.
So the hunger grows, but you're waiting for somebody else to bring something to feed you.
你饿啦，然后你盼望有人把食物带到你的面前。
If you continue to sit there,
如果你一直坐在那里不做什么
，though you might have a genuine hunger,
你的饥渴是真的。
I mean that hunger is real, isn't it?
你的饥渴是真的，不是吗？
But if you continue to sit there on that couch,
如果你一直只坐在沙发上不动
you'll starve. Amen?
你会饿死。
There's a powerful proverb, Proverbs 19:24.
有一个很好的经节，就是箴言十九章第三节。
Proverbs 19:24.
哦，对不起，十九章。
More verses that I didn't tell Michelle about.
Oh, thanks a lot.
It says, a lazy man buries his hand in the bowl.
讲到一个懒人呢，就把手放到瓶子里。
And will not so much as bring it to his mouth again.
但是呢，却不把手啊，不把那个食物拿到自己的嘴边。
This is a real condition, amen?
这是我们很多人的真实的光景，不是吗？
If we are not careful, this can happen to us both in the natural and in the spiritual realm.
若是我们不当心，这种光景可以描述我们属灵的跟我们天然人的情形。
Yes, we have questions. Yes, we are hungry.
是的，我们有需要，有问题，我们饥饿。
We desire the things of God. We need a work of God in our life.
我们羡慕神的工作在我们的生命里。
And we take just half a step.
但是我们只走一半的路程。
We bury our hand in that bowl.
就好像我们的手放到那个盆子里了。
But we will not finish the process of bringing it back to our mouth.
但是呢，我们却不把手伸回来，把食物放在口里。
Do you hear what I'm talking about?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
This is not how a seeker acts.
这不是一个寻求神他该有的动作。
A seeker has questions, a seeker is hungry.
一个寻求神的人是有疑问的，是有饥渴的。
But a seeker follows through to lay hold of the things of God.
但是这个饥渴，真正一个寻求神的人会把路程走完，一直到他得着神。
Beware of only going halfway with God.
小心不要半途而废。
So we must take our questions and turn them into requests and prayers and bring them before the Lord.
所以任何的问题要把它转成为一个恳求带到神的面前来。
So we turn them into requests, prayers.
所以我们的疑问变成了一个恳求，一个祷告。
And we also take these questions and turn them into inquiries as we approach the Word of God.
并且把这个问题成为一个寻求，我们借着这个我们的疑问来到神的圣经里找答案。
If you have a question, young people,
年轻的人啊，若是你向着神有任何的疑问，
If you have a question about the Lord, mothers and fathers, elders,
父母啊，在做成长的人，成年的人，若是你们向着神有一个问题，
If we are serious and sincere,
如果我们是很诚恳，很认真的，
We must seek the Lord in prayer, amen?
我们必须要在祷告里来寻求神，告诉我们答案。
There's no such thing as a sincere seeker that leaves this book closed.
真正真实认真寻求神的人是不会把圣经合起来不看的。
If you have questions, apply yourself to this book. Amen?
若是你有任何问题来看神的话。
If you have questions, make yourself available to the house of God.
如果你有问题你要来到神的家。
To the Bible study, to the prayer meeting.
要来到神的祷神家的祷告聚会，查经聚会。
These are places where you can get your questions, your needs answered.
因为在这些聚会里，常常你的答案，你的问题可以找到答案。
A genuine quest for God is more than an occasional habit.
一个真实寻求神的人，真正的寻求神的路呢，不是偶尔发生的习惯。
It's a lifestyle, amen?
而是你应该有的生活方式。
It's not something we just do on Sunday, it's something we do every day.
我们真的寻求的人不是只有在主日来寻求神，应该每一天我们都在寻求神。
Now, before I got married to my wife,
在我结婚之前呢，
I dated her.
我先跟我的太太约会的。
Me and her would usually have a special day once a week that we went out on a date.
我们呢，每一个礼拜有一天我们是指定说这一天我们要来约会的。
She was busy with her job. I was busy with my job.
因为我们俩都有自己的工作，平常没有空。
And we had a day or two, a special couple days, where we would go out on a date and eat dinner and spend time talking to one another.
所以每一个礼拜总有一两天，我们是分别出来是我们两个相处约会的时间。
But there was a day when we became married and we lived in the same house. Amen.
一直到我们俩结婚了，我们住在同一个屋子里。
We were always around each other. It wasn't dating anymore.
我们不再需要约会了，因为我们总是在一起的。
Some people who call themselves Christians date Jesus.
很多人呢自称是基督徒，但是他跟主的关系都只限于一个约会的关系。
They have a date, a day in the week where they go and they talk to Jesus.
就是说，一周里面也许有一两天呢，他们是来到神面前跟主耶稣有交通的。
Are you tracking with me where I'm going with this?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
Are you dating Christ or are you married to Christ?
你跟主的关系到底是什么？是还在约会，还是你跟他结婚了？
Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, united with the person of Jesus Christ.
我们是他骨中的骨，肉中的肉，是与他联合成为一的。
A seeker after Christ, a lover of Christ, someone who is married to Jesus Christ.
一个真的寻求神、爱神的人，他是一个嫁给耶稣的人。
Does that scare you, young people? Is that too extreme?
会不会年轻人这是不是一个很夸张的表一种解释呢
This is the normal Christian life.
但是这是一个正常基督徒的生活方式。
An ongoing spiritual pursuit or a quest
一个不断持续的一个追求神的生活
involves going outside our normal or comfortable routines.
是要我们能够跳出我们平常所习惯的舒适的生活那个程序。
When we're really searching after something,
若是我们真的在搜寻要得着什么
it requires expanding our boundaries and our spiritual limits.
那我们必须愿意扩张我们自己的度量
To experience a true spiritual transformation always involves change and challenges, things that stretch us, our lives and our faith.
若是我们真的要得到一个属灵的改变我们必须要准备好这是需要我们扩张我们的度量然后愿意经过一些挑战而有改变的
To strengthen a muscle to make a certain part of our body grow and be strong we must stretch it, amen?
就像我们要锻炼身体某一部分的肌肉我们是要它 运动而且要它能够被拉能够经过一些的张力跟压扯
A seeker is much like a hunter
一个寻求的人就好像一个猎人
A fisherman
或像一个钓鱼的渔夫
A collector.
是或者像一个收集的人。
You ever know anybody collect anything in here?
有这种收藏习惯，有没有人喜欢收藏什么东西？
Some people love to go to the markets, the big swap meets they have every weekend.
有的人很喜欢去那个跳蚤市场，每一个礼拜都去。
The serious collector that's looking for that one special thing.
真正有收藏嗜好的人呢，他就会到处找找他所要的东西。
Will be out there earlier than everybody else.
真的要收藏的是一大早就去的。
They'll wait in long lines to get in the gate. Amen.
他们在门还没有开的时候，就在外面排队等着。
They study. They know all the details of that certain special thing that they're looking for.
他们对他们所要找的那个宝物呢是非常有概念，都已经研究过的。
They have a keen eye. They can recognize that one special thing that they collect when a lot of other people will overlook it.
他们有很尖锐的眼光，叫他们一眼就可以找到他们所要寻求的，是许多其他人看不见的。
You know what I'm talking about, don't you, young people?
年轻人，你知道我的意思吧
anybody collect anything over here?
你们都没有收藏的习惯吗
How about a fisherman? Anybody fish?
有没有人是钓鱼的
Now, I'm from the south, back in Texas, Oklahoma area.
我是从 Oklahoma, 德州那一方，就是美国南方来的。
In the south, we love to fish freshwater fish.
南方的人喜欢那个在那个做清水里的钓鱼。
There is one thing about fishing.
淡水鱼。鱼有一个特性
It's always synonymous with getting up early.
就是说你要一大早去钓鱼。
Fishing demands that you get up early.
爱钓鱼呢，钓鱼需要这个钓鱼的人一大早起来。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because that's when the fish eat.
因为呢，鱼一大早起来吃饭。
The fisherman understands the seasons.
所以渔夫很了解这个节气这些关系。
This time of the year in the springtime is an excellent time to go fishing.
比如说现在是春季，是钓鱼最好的时候。
The fish come up into the shallows to spawn and lay their eggs.
这个时候呢，鱼都要到浅水之处呢去产卵。
They're not in the deepest part of the lake.
他们不能到深水之处产卵。
They're in the shallowest part, so it's easy for the fisherman to get his lure or bait in front of the fish.
所以就渔夫来说，因为他们都到浅水之处，是很容易把他们的饵或者网撒出去的。
The serious fisherman understands these things, how to get and be in the best place at the best time to catch them.
真正的渔夫是懂这些事的，他会在最好的时候到最好的地方去捕他要的鱼。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们明白我的意思吗？
This is the attitude of a seeker.
这是一个真的寻求的人该有的态度。
the people of God that are serious about laying hold of God,
若是神的百姓很认真的说要得着神,
they discern the movement of the Spirit.
他们会注意圣灵的行动,
they recognize when God's doing some new things.
他们会认出说啊，神正在做这件事,
they recognize when God is accessible, when they can lay hold of the Lord and make contact with him.
他们会知道神在哪里, 他们可以在那里得着神。
They recognize when God's doing something new, maybe among the young people.
他们会认出说哎，圣灵这些日子在年轻的人身上有工作。
They understand how to support that and to connect with that.
他们知道怎么样扶持，怎么样在这件事上有份。
So if you're a fisherman this time of year,
若是呢，你是一个真实的渔夫。
On a big lake,
在一个浩瀚的湖上。
How do you know where to fish?
你怎么知道到哪儿去捕鱼呢？
Every little stick up that pokes out of the water, every branch that pops out of the water next to the edge of the shore.
你如果看到哪里有那种好像芦苇啊或水草长出来的地方，靠岸边的地方。
The wise fisherman knows that the fish love to stay next to those places.
聪明的渔夫都知道鱼最喜欢在那有水草之处。
So with your boat, you go around the edge and you put your lure next to every little stick up that pops out of the water.
所以你就开着你的小船到那个岸边，凡是有水草露出来的地方，你都放下你的饵。
Are you starting to think like a seeker, like a fisherman?
你现在有没有开始思想像一个寻找的，像一个渔夫的样子？
Think about where you have noticed God moving in the past.
你看一看过去在你的路上，哪里你看见神的作为？
Learn from it.
然后从这个经历里面来学习认识神。
And when you see that situation again,
当你又看见同样的情形出现的时候，
make yourself available.
你就要确保你自己在那个情况里。
There are certain conditions when you're out on the lake.
有的时候呢，你在湖面上。
That a fisherman knows this is the perfect time to catch fish.
渔夫会知道这个时候是抓鱼最好的时候。
So he seizes the opportunity to seriously fish.
他就会逮住这个机会，非常认真的撒网要捕鱼。
He doesn't assume that he can come back to the lake any time and catch fish.
他不会认为说哦，我随时回到湖中呢，我都可以钓到鱼。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
So often we in the church assume that we can come anytime the doors are open and connect with God.
但是在教会里有时候我们会觉得哦，我随时都可以回到教会里呢，随时我都可以遇见神。
There are certain times when it is easier, when it's better to connect with God's Spirit.
很多时候呢，在神他有他的一定的时候，某些时候是比较容易得着神的。
Okay, enough of fishing.
好，我们讲够钓鱼的事了。
We need to go where God is and look for signs of His presence and movement.
我们要寻找说看到神在哪里，注意神在做事的那些迹象跟表号。
Proverbs 2:1 through 9 gives a beautiful picture of the heart of a seeker.
在箴言第二章一到九节，在这里描述到一个寻求神的人，他的情况是什么？
Proverbs chapter 2 verses 1 through 9.
箴言第二章一到九节。
The first thing we notice in verse 1,
在这里你看到第一节,
this is a father exhorting or instructing a son.
在这里呢, 这也是一个父亲对儿子的指示。
It's important that we teach as fathers, mothers, grandparents, we teach our children, our young people, the next generation, how to seek the Lord.
这里让我们所有在座的父母或年长知道怎么样按照神的话来教导来带大我们的孩子。
But as I've said before, perhaps you have heard me, it's hard to lead others where we are not ourselves going. Amen?
但我们也知道身教胜过言教，我们很难教导别人若是我们自己不活出这个情形。
As elders in the church, the best thing we can do for the next generation is give them an example of seeking God.
教会里的年长的弟兄姊妹或带领人的弟兄姊妹，最重要就是我们自己要活出寻求神的榜样。
Proverbs 2 verse 1,
第二章第一节。
My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you,
我儿啊，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令。
So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding.
侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明。
So this isn't just the communication or the exchange of information here.
在这里不是只是一个交换资讯，有一点沟通而已。
Verse 2 says that we must apply it.
第二节特别讲到，你必须要应用。
This is the way we apply the instruction that we're receiving. Verse 3 makes this very clear.
第三节也讲得很清楚。
Yes, if you cry out.
如果你呼求。
That's prayer, amen?
呼求的意思就是祷告。
If you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding.
你若呼求明哲，扬声求聪明。
It's inconsistent to have questions in your heart about God.
若是你心里有疑问啊，关于神的。
To have needs in your heart about God.
或者你有需要要得着神。
And to not cry out to God to answer those.
但是你却不向神发出呼求或扬声。
Verse 4.
第四节。
If you seek her as silver.
在这里说到我们的态度要寻找她如寻找银子。
And search for her as hidden treasure.
搜寻她如搜寻隐藏的珍宝。
How do you seek for treasure? How do you search for treasure?
我们怎么样找珍宝的？
You lose something valuable in your house?
比如说你有什么贵重的东西在你的家里掉了？
You ever lost your wallet?
你有没有掉过你的皮夹？
You know, all your credit cards are in that wallet?
你所有的信用卡都在里面？
Is it just like, oh yeah, I'll look here or there, can't find it?
就是你的态度是什么？说啊、哦，找找看，哦，找不到。
Is that how you search for it?
你是这样找你的皮夹的吗
？No, we'd turn the house upside down, amen.
哦，你把这个家都翻过来，我要找到你的皮夹的。
Because if we don't find that wallet, we got to get on the phone and call all those credit card companies and cancel all those cards.
因为你找不到你的皮夹，你得打电话叫所有的信用卡公司把你的卡给取消了。
Now that's just the little bit of money we might have in our bank account.
虽然也许对我们来说是不是很多的钱。
Now multiply that by 100 times.
但是把那个损失乘100倍。
At like the most precious treasure.
你想想看，若是那样珍贵的一个宝贝，对吗？
How do you seek for that?
你要用什么态度来寻找呢？
Do you and I have that attitude about seeking God?
我们对寻找神的这件事上，是不是有这样如同寻找珍宝的态度？
Do we approach the Word of God like there's buried treasure in here?
我们对圣经而言，有没有想到说，有没有我们的态度是不是认为说，圣经里面藏着珍宝
？Verse five.
第五节。
Then, if you do this, if you search for her like silver and treasure, discernment and wisdom, then.
若是我们的态度是这样，寻找神像寻找珍宝一样的话。
Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
那你就会明白敬畏耶和华。得以认识神。
Some people are upset at God. Did you know that?
有些人对神是很不满意的，你知道吗？
They feel that God didn't do this, God didn't do that, God didn't answer this prayer, God isn't who He's supposed to be in their life.
他们对神有许多的不满，认为神没有垂听我的祷告，神没有为我做这个，没有照我的意思做那个。
They have all these complaints against God.
他们向着神只有抱怨。
And yet at the same time, they have never sought the Lord like He was treasure.
但是呢，同时呢，他们没有一个寻求神像寻求宝贝一样的态度。
It makes no sense to have a complaint against God if you have not applied your heart to seeking God.
若是你从来没有在你要的事上专心全心的寻求神，而在那里抱怨的话，这个是不合理的。
For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
因为耶和华赐人智慧、知识和聪明，都由他口而出。
He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly.
他给正直人存留真智慧，给行为纯正的人做盾牌。
He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of His saints.
为要保守公平人的路，护庇前进人的道。
Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity and every good path.
你也必明白仁义、公平、正直一切的善道。
These are the things that come to those who seek the Lord like treasure.
这样的应许是给那些寻求神像寻求珍宝的人。
Let's talk a little bit more about the rewards of those who diligently seek the Lord.
那对于那真认真殷勤寻找神的人，他们的奖赏是什么？
Now, when we approach the scriptures and we find that God says the same promise over and over and over again,
若是你真的认真来看圣经的时候，你就发现神对那寻找人的应许呢，是一再的出现在圣经里面。
We need to pay attention, amen.
若是一再出现，我们要非常的认真注意它。
Deuteronomy 4:29.
生命记第四章二十九节。
You don't have that one, do you, Michelle? Deuteronomy 4:29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul.
这里神有应许说, 你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神, 你尽心尽性寻求他的时候,
Psalms 34, verse 10.
诗篇34, 第十节,
the young lions lack and suffer hunger.
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿,
but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
但是寻求耶和华的, 什么好处都不缺。
Isn't that a precious promise?
这岂不是一个非常宝贵的应许吗?
What is this verse saying? The young lions. That's the strongest hunter in the wild kingdom.
在这里所谓少壮的狮子, 可以说是在动物的世界里面最强壮的。
The strongest, the fastest, the best hunter in all of God's created animal kingdom.
在神所创造的动物王国里面, 狮子呢是最快速的, 最强壮的猎人。
Even that animal will suffer hunger at times.
即使它那样强壮, 它还有饥饿的时候。
But those who seek the Lord, or those who hunt for the Lord,
但是那些寻求, 寻找神的,
shall not lack any good thing.
就什么好处都不缺。
Amen. Psalm 63, verse 1.
诗篇63篇第一节。
O God, you are my God.
神啊, 你是我的神。
Early I will seek you.
我要切切地寻求你。
You can always tell when somebody is pretty eager about something.
如果有人切切想要什么东西, 你就常常可以观察得出来。
When somebody is concerned about something.
或者有些人对什么事情很操心的, 你也看得出来。
We get up early, don't we?
因为这些事让我们没有办法安息, 会一大早就起来。
Now, I hope I don't hurt some of you young people's feelings too much with this. no commentary. We need to get up early, amen?
我们需要早起, 不是吗?
You set the alarm for 6 o'clock.
你的闹钟是调了6点起床。
But when you're really anxious about it, you get up at 3. Anybody else do that?
但是如果你心里很忧虑什么事, 你可能3点就起床了, 有没有人这样的?
Years ago, I used to drive a bakery truck.
我以前开一个那个面包车, bakery truck.
I would have to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
我要送面包的卡车, 所以我5点钟要到达一个目的地。
It was a terrible job.
对我来说那是一个非常可怕的工作。
I had all these large cabinets that I would have to push into my truck that had cakes and bakery goods in them.
我要把许多的糕点呢放在那个小车子上呢再把这个小车子推到大车子里。
I would have to be so careful. The truck was very old and I would have to strap them in and make sure that the cabinets were very secure.
那些柜面包柜我要塞进去之后我要把车子绑得牢牢的因为那个车子很老怕什么时候那个东西掉出来。
Then I had all my stores, my 6 or 7 stores that I delivered to, one after another, all the last one before the store opened.
在店门开之前呢, 我必须要把东西送到我一大早要送5、6家的店。
And because the truck was old,
因为车卡车很老,
these straps would pop loose every so often.
那时候那个绑的那个车子四边的东西常常会松掉。
So here I'd be driving to the different stores and all of a sudden I'd hear the strap break.
当我这样开的时候, 常常听到那个绑的那个车上绑的那个机制松掉了。
And these large vertical bins that the baker goods were in, they were on wheels.
然后这个卡车里面有一个一个的小车都是有轮子的, 里面是一层层, 里面都是面包。
And so I would hear them rolling around in the back of the truck.
我就会听到他们在里面滚动的声音。
And I was trying to find a place to pull over as quick as I could.
我就赶快找个路边停下来。
Oftentimes I didn't find a place quick enough.
但是很多时候我的动作没有那么快。
They would crash over.
里面的那些面包就会大家撞在一起。
One day I ran back there and the icing had just was everywhere.
有一次我记得我跑到后面打开一看, 那个面包上面那些奶油到处满地都是。
I slipped and fell down several times.
我走上车之后长得我滑了好几跤。
All the cabinets are laying on top of each other.
所有那个架子都垮了, 然后彼此卡在一起。
So I just opened the back door of the truck.
所以我就把后门打开,
opened the cabinet and reached in and started eating this German chocolate cake.
我就开始打开，然后开始吃里面的巧克力面包。
I just threw my hands up. I said, it doesn't matter today.
对我来说，今天不用送啦，就吃吧。
Needless to say, I was very anxious about this job.
所以你知道我做这份工作，不用，你们就可以想象我多紧张啊。
I was always concerned that I was going to oversleep.
而且我常常怕我睡过头了。
So more than once,
常常不止一次,
I would get there an hour early.
我就要早，甚至早一个小时前到达。
I didn't look at the clock right. I got up and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm late. And I'd drive real fast. And all the bakers, they would begin to laugh at me.
常常我很紧张迟到的时候，会早一个小时起来，甚至没看钟，我就赶快跳上车送去。 常常到了店的时候，那些面包店的师傅都会笑我。
They would say, David, you're so dumb.
David, 你好笨啊。
You did it again. You got up earlier than you needed to.
你又起太早了哈。
I'd go out, back out to my little car and sleep for an hour until it was time for me to go to work.
那全部送完之后，我就回到车上再睡一个小时。
I was anxious because I wanted to do a good job. I wanted to be there early, even though I was doing a terrible job.
我非常紧张，我怕迟到，我要早到，虽然我做的实在不怎么高明。
When you're really anxious and you want to do a good job about something,
当你对一件事很在意，你想把它做好，你就会紧张。
When you really desire something,
当你真的有一个欲望要做好事情,
you're willing to get up early, amen?
你就会早起的。
And when some of us turn into real seekers after God,
对我们，若是我们都是真的很认真要寻找神的人,
it won't be hard to get into the place of prayer early, amen?
就不会觉得说早起来到祷告的里面是很困难的。
It won't be hard to get into this book early in the morning.
就让我们一早起来，早起一点来读神的话，就不会那么困难。
I used to have a friend of mine,
我有一个朋友,
a good Christian brother.
很好的基督徒弟兄,
he was so eager to study the Word of God.
他实在很渴慕, 前读神的话语,
but this is the day of a lot of stories, okay?
今天呢,我要分享很多这些故事,
but he had a terrible time of getting up in the morning.
他很爱神的话,但是他早上实在爬不起来。
He would get up to read the Word of God.
他会起来把圣经打开,
2 minutes, he was falling asleep.
2分钟之后就睡着了。
Anybody have that problem?
有没有有这种问题的?
So he came up with a plan to help him stay awake to read the Word of God because he earnestly wanted to seek God's face.
但是因为他真的很热切想要寻求神的面，所以他就想了一个办法。
He would go into the bathroom.
他就会去厕所。
He would stand on the edge of the bathtub.
他会到厕所，拿着圣经站在那个澡盆的边上。
It takes a little balance to stand on the bathtub, doesn't it?
要站稳，你是要能够平衡的很好。That
was just enough effort to make him stay awake while he read the scriptures.
为了要保持平衡不摔跤，他就是要保持清醒，所以他就能读神的话。You
might make note of that, Raymond. That helps sometimes. That's funny, but it's true.
虽然很好笑，但这是真实的一个寻求神灵的态度。阿门吗？
Do we have that kind of heart that just wants, we just want to get into God's Word?
那种心就是我就是要得到神的话。
That we will come up with different ways to help us be awake and ready?
若是我们真的要神，我们就会想出办法让我们保持清醒，预备好自己。
I know some people that are very, very particular about getting on their knees and praying in the morning.
我知道有些人对于早晨起来要跪在神面前祷告是有他自己的想法。
If you can do that, great.
很好，你愿意跪在神面前，这是很好的。
When I get up early in the morning,
像我来说，我早起之后，
If I sit too still for too long,
如果我坐的稳稳的坐太久的话，
I'll be going to sleep.
我就会睡着。
So I walk and pray.
所以我一定要走来走去来祷告。
I walk and pace the floor back and forth because I can stay engaged, I can get moving, I can pray and pursue the Lord that way.
因为那样子我才能够清醒，然后保持我在主的同在，然后跟主有交通。我就走来走去祷告。
Find a way that helps you lay hold of God. Amen?
所以你们要做的事就是找到一个对你来说有效的，让你能够得着神的方式。
Because the most important thing is that we are earnest seekers after God's face.
因为重要的事情就是说我们是一个真实急切要寻找神的人，要遇见他的面。
Amen? Okay, I think that's all my stories now. A couple more verses and we'll close.
在一两处的经节。
Psalms 105 verse 4.
诗篇105篇第四节说到
the psalmist tells us, seek the Lord and his strength.
要寻求耶和华和他的能力。
Seek his face,
时常寻求他的面。
Evermore or continually.
要时常寻求他的面。
Seek God's face.
寻求他的面。
We're not just seeking to fulfill an appointment.
我们不是说只是我们跟神相约了然后我就来做这件事情而已。
Some people feel very satisfied with the fact that, oh, I read my verses today, I did my little knee drill.
有的很多人呢就有读经的习惯他知道哦我今天花了多少时间读了圣经啊这样够了我今天该做的事做好了。
I've accomplished my tasks.
我今天该做的事情做好了。
If we don't discover God's face in this book or in our time of prayer,
若是我们在祷告的时候我们没有遇见神的面。
We haven't accomplished what we're after.
那我们还没有达到我们想要做成的事情。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Now I know there are times in the Word of God and in prayer and in the places of worship that are much stronger, much more powerful than others.
我知道在我们祷告啊或读经啊或敬拜的那个经历里面有的时候我们的经历会比其他时候的经历强。
So even when it's not really powerful,
所以也许那个你遇见主的那个经历不是很强的。
We learn to take that by faith and say, God, we did what we knew to do.
那我们就要有信心说，我们做了神啊，我在你面前该做的事。
That's normal.
这是一个正常的情形。
But,
但是呢
our goal in our seeking,
我们寻求神的时候，我们是有一个目标的。
Is to seek His face.
我们有一个目的的，就是我要来寻求神的面。
His presence.
我要寻求他的同在。
An awareness that God is drawing close to us.
而且我要知道，我要能够感受到说神他来亲近我。
An awareness that God is speaking to us. Amen.
我要知道说神今天向我说话。
Do you see the difference?
你了解这两种态度的不同吗？
We're not just seeking to fulfill an appointment, we're seeking the face of God.
我们寻找神的目标呢目的不是说我今天花了时间了我做好了而是说我要来遇见他的面。
Okay, I do have one more story.
哦、我还有一个故事。
A friend of mine.
他的一个朋友。
I won't mention his name.
我不要说他的名字。
He used to put a little note in his top sock drawer.
他从常常把那个他的他那个衣柜的上面第一层是那个袜子的抽屉，他放一个小小的 note.
This little note was a reminder that he needed to go out on a date with his wife every week.
一个小小的一张纸上面写说，记得哈，每一个礼拜几要带太太出去约会。
To give her some special time and attention once a week.
所以每一个礼拜总要有一次哦，带着太太出去。
But he needed a note to remind him to do that.
但是他常常会忘记这件事，所以他就写了一个小条子放在他的第一个桌子抽屉里。
And he, you know, he was faithful. He looked at out his, take his little list out of the things he needed to do, and there was on his list, take your wife out and give her some attention.
他是有一张单子在那个第一层的抽屉里，然后每次说记得带你太太出去，给她特别的注意力。
And so he would keep his appointment.
所以呢，他就会记得做这件事。
He'd take her to dinner.
他就会带太太出去吃饭。
And this seemed to satisfy her for a while.
那太太呢，蛮高兴的。有一段时间，她好像蛮高兴，她先生这样做的。
Until she found the note.
直到有一天，她发现她抽屉里的那个那个单子。
It didn't go so well after that.
那以后她带她出去的时候，她太太就没有那么高兴。
She realized that he was just keeping an appointment.
她明白，她因为她太太认为她先生只是做一个好像一个规律，她必须做的事，完成一个责任而已。
And what her heart was hungering for?
你知道太太的心里要的是什么呢？
Was a face-to-face encounter, amen?
而是有一段时间跟自己老公面对面、心对心的交流。
Do you understand what I'm talking about this
morning? 你明白我的意思吗？
The nature of a seeking heart.
一个寻找神的心，它的性质是怎样？
The object of our desire is the person and presence of Jesus Himself.
我们寻找的那个对象是谁呢？就是主耶稣基督他自己。
Couple more verses.
再有几处的经节。
Proverbs 8:17.
箴言第八章第十七节。
This is what God says to us.
这是神向我们说的话。
He says, "I love those who love me."
他说我爱那些爱我的。
And those who seek me diligently will find me.
爱我的，我也爱他，恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。
God loves those who love him and seek him.
神爱那些爱他的，并寻求他的。
Now, so, there may be some in here that go, I really don't understand what you're talking about, David.
我不晓得在座有没有人觉得说我简直不晓得你在说什么东西。
Maybe you've seen that brother or that sister that really just pour their heart out to God, and you can't quite relate to what's going on there in their lives.
你看到其他的基督徒好像把他们的心都交出来，在神面前迫切的祷告爱神，你常常觉得我不晓得为什么他们这样做。
That's enough, though, to stir within you a desire to ask God for it. Amen.
你那个疑问已经够了，让你有一个欲望，开始想要认识为什么别人这样爱主。
Jeremiah 29 verse 13.
耶利米书第二十九章第十三节。
And seek me, and you will seek me and find me.
寻找的要寻见。
You will seek me and find me.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我。
God says we can find him, amen?
就必寻见。
God says we can experience his presence, amen?
这里是不是神保证说我们能找到他，我们能够经历他的同在。
God says we can find his power in our life, amen?
神说我们能够得着他的能力。
When does this happen?
什么时候发生这样的事呢？
When you search for me with all your heart.
就是你寻求我，而且是专心全心的寻求我。
With all our heart.
全心的来寻求他。
Are you doing it with all your heart?
我们寻求神的时候，我们是全心的在寻求他。
Young people, if you're not searching for God with all your heart,
年轻人啊，若是你寻求神的时候，不是全心的寻求，
you should not be surprised that you maybe still have questions about who God is.
就不要惊奇说为什么你对于神是什么样，为神还有疑问。
The Lord is faithful to answer the prayers of a seeker's heart.
因为神他是信实的，他会把自己赐给寻求他的人。
Another great scripture.
还有一个很好的经节。
Amos 5:4.
阿摩斯书第五章第四节。
For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel.
耶和华向以色列家如此说。
This isn't just a message to one man or one woman.
这句话可不是对某一个男人或女人说的。
This is God's message to a whole nation.
而是神向着整个以色列百姓、整个国家说的。
This isn't just one of those spiritual truths that applies to just one individual.
这里的真理不是只向某人说的。
It applies to every one of us, all the time, every time.
而向我们在座所有的人每一次这样应许。
The Lord says, seek me and live.
他说，你们要寻求我，就必存活。
You might be thinking, wow, I've done that Christian, you know, thing before. I've tried to live the Christian life.
你也许说，哦，我试过了那个基督徒的方式。
And it's hard.
好难哦。
It's difficult.
是很困难的。
Some young person, some older person might be tempted to say, it's kind of boring.
甚至呢，有一点年龄人会说，哦，那个是很枯燥的。
You know what the easiest Christian life to live is?
你知道最容易的基督徒生活是什么吗？
It's the closest Christian life.
就是跟神最靠近的基督徒。
When we are seeking God with all our heart, amen?
当我们专心寻求神的时候。
If we're doing it kind of casually from a distance,
若是我们是一个压压物的基督徒，随随便便的，有的没的。
It wasn't meant to do it that way. It won't work.
是不会有效的。
It will be difficult.
所以那样的态度来说呢，你就会觉得很困难的。
A half-hearted Christian walk is difficult.
对神呢是半心半意的人是很难遇见神的。
But when we are seekers,
但是那个真的来寻找神的，
the power of God comes into our life.
神的能力会来到我们的生命里。
Now I didn't say when you're perfect that the power of God comes into your life.
神这里并没有说，如果你完全了，我的能力就临到你。
We blow it from time to time. We make mistakes, don't we?
因为我们是常常不完全的，我们犯很多的错。
But even when we make mistakes,
但即使我们犯错，
Even when we fail and disappoint people,
即使我们失败了，让别人失望了。
If we will quickly get up and say, I'm going to seek the Lord with all my heart,
那若是我们能立刻的从我们失败里起来说，我要来专心寻求我的神。
The power of God will rush into our life to support us and to empower us to move forward. Amen?
神的能力会很快的来到我们的生命里，给我们力量，我们站起来，叫我们可以往前。
Matthew 5:6
马太第五章第六节说道
Blessed are all those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了
For they shall be filled.
因为他们必得饱足
Luke 11:10
路加福音十一章第十节
For everyone.
说到对所有的人
Not just for some people.
所以不是只对一两个人说的
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
这里的应许是向着所有人的说，凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
And this is perhaps one of my favorite promises of Scripture, James 4:8.
下一个是我在圣经里面我最喜欢的一个神的应许的经节。雅各书四章八节
It says, draw close to God, and he will draw close to you.
这里说你们亲近神神就必亲近你们
Come close to God, and he will come close to you.
你们亲近神他就必亲近你们
Amen?
阿们吗
So when you get up in the morning, say, Lord, I am here to come close to you.
所以每天早晨你醒来的时候第一句话就说神啊我来亲近你。
When you get up every morning, you open this book, you say, Lord, I am here to come close to you.
你起来你在神的面前把圣经打开说神啊我来了我要来亲近你。
When you open up your hymnal or you sing those songs of praise, you say, Lord, I am here to come close to you.
当你起来唱诗的时候你说神啊我来到你面前我要来亲近你。
Make up your mind.
定你的心智
make a decision that you're going to get up and seek the Lord, amen?
做一个决定你要起来亲近寻求神
Sometimes we file into the church house.
有的时候我们到了教会
And we're all kind of casual waiting.
我们态度是好像蛮随便的等着看有什么事发生
Kind of watching to see what's going to happen today.
在那里观看说不知道今天会发生什么事
Waiting around to see if we're going to feel something.
在那里等说啊不晓得我今天会不会感觉到什么
watching to see if something's going to happen new and exciting
你看看有什么刺激紧张的事会发生的
so often we're taking our cues from what's going on around us
很多时候我们的态度呢好像是先要决定于说看四周发生什么情况
whether we're going to get involved or not
然后我们才决定说哦我要不要参与
We need to come into this place.
但是正确的态度是我们来到神的家。
Come to prayer meeting, come to Bible study.
无论是读经的聚会、祷告的聚会。
Make up your mind.
你要有一个心智和态度。
And command your soul. Remember how David commanded his soul in the book of Psalms?
向自己的心发出命令，就像大卫这样。
I'm here to seek God.
我来要寻求神的面。
I am here to worship God.
我来要敬拜神。
I am here to follow hard after God.
我现在要来认识神的心意。
Do we have that kind of attitude?
我们来的时候有没有这样的态度？
We need to ask the Lord to stir that up in our midst, amen?
我们说神啊，在我们当中来搅动，来激起这样的心智。
I can guarantee.
我可以保证。
Because God's word guarantees it.
因为神这样保证的。
That collectively as a church,
若是教会一起全体的。
You can experience and enjoy much more of the power and presence of God.
能这样做，我们能够更深的经历神的能力。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？这是事实。
If collectively as a united group,
若是我们一起来在一起，同心合意。
You make a deeper decision that we are here to seek the face of God.
我们都有一个立定的一个心智，说我们要来这里寻求神的面。
Everything that God has called us to do, we must do it with all our heart.All our soul, all our mind, all our strength.
因为每一次神要求我们做的都是要我们全心全意全力。
Is that how we're doing it?
那我们来到神家的时候，我们是这样的态度吗？
God says when we do it that way,
神应许说，若是你们这样专心寻求我，
He promises that we will find him.
他应许我们，我们会得着他。
Amen?
阿们吗？
In conclusion, Isaiah 55:6.
最后, 以赛亚书, 54章,
Let me just ask you this morning, do you feel God tugging on your heart?
我先问你, 你们一件事情, 早晨你们觉得神感动了你的心?
Sometimes it's a tug.
有的时候是好像一个催促,
and sometimes it's a poke.
有的时候是一个好像神的刺,
you ever had God poke you?
你有没有经历过这样的神在你里面好像推动你?
Telling you, I'm talking to you this morning.
跟你说, 哎, 这个话是给你的。
If you feel the tug or the poke of God this morning, the voice of God,
如果今天早晨你觉得神的话在你的心中催促你, 或让你知道这一句话是给你的,
that is your cue to seek God.
那就是神告诉你的一个记号说, 你该寻求我。
Isaiah 55:6 says, Seek the Lord while he may be found.
55章第6节说到, 当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
When you hear his voice, when he's pulling on your heart,
当他感动你的心, 吸引你的时候,
that's a sign that God is available to be found.
那就是一个神要你来寻找他的记号。
Call upon him while he is near.
所以要趁他可寻找的时候寻找他。
Don't assume that you can just pick up and do this some other time.
不要认为说, 哦, 我改天有空的时候我再来做这件事。
If God's speaking to you this morning,
若是早晨神借着他的话向你的心说话,
call upon him while he's near, amen?
就会当趁他可寻找的时候求告他。
What I desire for our churches is us to become united and seek the Lord together.
神愿我们
From the oldest to the youngest, for us to do it together with all our heart. Amen.
从神的家中最大的到最小的, 同心合意, 一起来寻求他的面, 是神所要的。
But before we can do that,
但在我们能做这样事之前,
we must start with our own individual walk with Jesus. Amen.
我们必须个人已经开始寻求神的一个经历。
We must make a decision.
我们必须立定下一个心智,
that I'm going to seek the Lord with all my heart, regardless if anybody else does it or not.
就是我要全心寻找神,
I don't care who wants to come along or who wants to go. I'm going to do it with all my heart. Amen.
我不知道别的人要不要加入我, 但是我已经决定了,
Can we start there this morning?
我们今天早晨可不可以从我们个人在神面前有这样的开始?
I'm sure we could all stand up and say, I need to
stand.
But if the Lord's dealing with you this morning, if He's pulling on your heart,
若是早晨神在你的心中催促你, 吸引你做这样的一个决定,
if He's speaking to you, just stand up so we can pray together for you. Amen?
若是他有向你心说话, 我要邀请你站起来, 所以我们可以为你祷告。
Without hesitation, just stand up and say, I'm going to do this regardless if anybody else does it or not.
不要犹豫, 你就站起来说, 我要这样做, 我不管别人怎么说。
Amen?
Amen.
Let me pray for you. We have one sister that stood. You guys just keep looking forward here.
And
let me pray for us, and you just stand too if you'd like to
receive prayer. 但是我们不要东张西望,
Thank you, Jesus. God, we are here to seek your face. God, to set our face like flint towards you, God.
早晨将我们的心开启,好像一个开关转过来向着你,要寻求你的命。
To pray and to call upon your name early and late, Lord Jesus.
无论是早晨或晚上向你呼求,求告你的名。
To dig into the scriptures, the word of God, to search for you, Lord, like treasure in the written word.
花时间在你的圣经里面,好像寻找珍宝一样。
God, I just pray you'd stir up by your Spirit a new desire, a hunger, and a thirst for you, Lord.
主啊, 在我们当中搅动, 叫我们, 主啊, 搅动出一个神圣的渴慕。
God, that today would be a day of new beginnings.
主啊, 愿今天是一个新的开始。
That we would stand upon our feet, God.
让我们能够站立起来。
And we would just declare by that gesture that we are here to seek you, God, in a new way.
借着站起来的表态, 我们下定心智说我们要在一个新的里面来寻求神。
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody else? Just, well, we all are, got our, we're praying, we've got our eyes closed, just stand up and just, and say, I'm going to seek the Lord. I will seek you, God. Your face, not just,
Amen.
Not just the meetings. I'm not just going to seek a meeting, an appointment. I want to seek your face.
早晨，我们继续和闭上眼睛祷告的时候，你还可以站起来。若是你的心说，主啊，我要从今天开始寻求你的面。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Just stir up a seeking heart within us this morning, Lord. Stir up a seeking heart, a hungry heart within us.
在我们当中激起一个饥渴的心。寻求你的心主啊
We stand upon your promise if we come close to you, you will come close to us.
我们站立在你话语的信实上面，知道我们若亲近你，你就必亲近我们。